Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Last Economy, A Guide to the Age of Intelligent Economics is a nonfiction work by Emad Mostak that examines how artificial intelligence may reshape economic life, labor, and social value. Rather than treating AI as a simple productivity tool, the book frames it as a structural shift that changes the basis of intellect itself, making human cognitive labor less scarce and forcing a rethink of how economies define worth. Mostak uses ideas from physics, complexity science, and computer science to argue that the current system is approaching a decisive transition. The book is both analytical and prescriptive. It identifies the risks of centralized control and fragmentation while proposing a future built around human agency, shared abundance, and forms of value beyond market utility. Its purpose is to help readers understand the scale of the transition and consider what institutions, policies, and cultural changes might support a more humane AI era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as an intelligence inversion, not just a more efficient tool. One of the book's central ideas is that artificial intelligence should be understood as an intelligence inversion, meaning that human intellect moves from being scarce to abundant. This matters because most economic systems are built on scarcity of labor, skill, and attention. If AI can reproduce many forms of cognitive work at scale, then the problem is no longer simply how to automate tasks faster, but how to reorganize value when thinking itself becomes widely available. Mostak argues that this is a phase transition rather than a normal technological upgrade. That framing pushes the reader to see AI as a force that can alter the basic rules of markets, institutions, and social status. The concept also explains why standard responses, such as small efficiency gains or incremental retraining, may be insufficient. The book asks readers to confront the possibility that the economic role of human intelligence is changing more radically than previous waves of automation. Secondly, the 1,000-day window and the choice among three futures. The book is structured around urgency. Mostak argues that society has a finite 1,000-day window to choose among three broad outcomes: digital feudalism, the great fragmentation, or human symbiosis. These are not presented as exact predictions, but as competing trajectories shaped by governance, ownership, and public choices. Digital feudalism represents a centralized system where AI abundance is controlled by a few actors, and most people live inside a comfortable but dependent order. The Great Fragmentation describes a world of distrust, weak coordination, and decentralized chaos, where nations and institutions respond defensively rather than collectively. Human symbiosis is the preferred path, in which AI expands human capability while preserving dignity and agency. The value of this framework is that it turns a vague debate about AI into a concrete strategic decision. Instead of asking whether AI will be good or bad in the abstract, the book asks what kind of social architecture will determine who benefits from it. Thirdly, the metabolic rift and the need to rethink the nature of labor. Mostak introduces the idea of a metabolic rift to describe how AI changes the physical basis of labor. This is a significant analytical move because it suggests that AI is not merely substituting for workers in familiar ways. It is introducing a different kind of economic activity with different material properties. Traditional economies assume that labor is tied to human effort, time, and scarcity. AI disrupts that assumption by making some forms of intellectual production reproducible, scalable, and cheap. The concept helps explain why work may become economically detached from human survival in many sectors. It also clarifies why the book does not focus only on job loss. Instead, it asks how societies should respond when many tasks no longer anchor human value. The argument is that policy and culture must adapt to a world where employment is no longer the main measure of contribution, and where the social meaning of work must be separated from the idea of economic relevance. Fourthly, human worth beyond economic utility. A major theme of the book is that human value should not depend entirely on market productivity. Mostak repeatedly returns to the idea that AI could make many people economically irrelevant while leaving them fully alive, capable, and socially meaningful. That claim challenges a deep assumption in modern capitalism that worth is closely tied to labor market participation. The book argues that this assumption becomes unstable in an age where machines can perform more cognitive work. In response, it proposes that creativity, judgment, care, and relationships should be treated as real sources of value. This is not just an ethical slogan. It is a practical demand for new institutions and norms that recognize contribution outside paid labor. The book's significance lies in connecting economic transformation to human identity. It suggests that the hardest adjustment may not be technical, but psychological and cultural, because societies must learn to assign dignity and social standing without relying on wage labor as the primary proof of usefulness. Lastly, a system's blueprint for abundance, governance, and human agency. the book is not only diagnostic, it is also a design-oriented argument about what a better AI economy would require. Mostake draws on physics, complexity science, and computer science to build a systems-level case for structures that treat abundance as a feature while defending human agency at scale. That means thinking about infrastructure, incentives, coordination, and governance together rather than separately. The book's practical orientation is visible in its insistence that the future must be built through code, policy, and culture, not just debated in theory. This makes it different from AI books that stop at warning about disruption. Instead, it sketches a build plan for a third future, one that avoids both centralized capture and chaotic breakdown. The underlying logic is that AI abundance will not automatically produce fairness or freedom. Those outcomes depend on deliberate institutional choices. The book, therefore, functions as a policy-minded framework for readers who want to understand how economic design can preserve agency in an era of intelligent systems. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers who want to think seriously about AI beyond short-term productivity trends. Economists, policymakers, technologists, founders, and general readers interested in the social consequences of automation will find it especially relevant. Its main benefit is conceptual. It helps readers reframe AI as a civilization-level change in how value, labor, and human worth are organized. That makes it more ambitious than many books about automation, which often focus only on employment disruption or corporate adoption. Mostak stands out by combining a warning about systemic risk with a constructive proposal for governance and social redesign. The book does not simply ask how to survive AI. It asks what kind of economic order should replace the one we have now. Readers will gain a vocabulary for discussing intelligence abundance, the limits of wage-based identity, and the institutional choices that could shape an AI-driven future. For anyone trying to understand why AI feels different from earlier technologies, this book offers a rigorous and distinctive framework. If you would like to support Imad Mostak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.